We're reading a Maimon by Hachana for Leila Seder. Page Shin Sad Gav. The Apanachna of the Seder of the Seder Lagia, Ayidem Tisu Sarim, Ramitis at Smeidu Kefi Yichol Tenu. This is the biggest sign of the Mashkiach of Rola. One of the most important things in life is to come to have a true recognition of oneself. Everyone wants to know the truth of the world, the truth of this, the truth of that. And this is the starting point. The starting point is you have to know what you are, what your qualities are, and use them as best. Like I was saying this morning, very pekitzer, that this is the beauty of the way Hashem set up the world. Anything that is necessary is abundance of, right? We need oxygen to breathe on a non-stop basis. You can't stop more than a few. So Hashem surrounded us with air, which has oxygen. You need water. It's also tremendous abundance. Diamonds you can manage with that. A person goes through his life without not having one diamond, nothing else. Yeah. That's the way the world's set up. And because Hashem wants us to have our basic necessities in a pleasant, easy fashion. So the same thing we have to understand, if that's what you send up the world, then Kavachoyma, the spiritual side of the world, which is the real purpose of the world, we're created for that, water, and eat food. That you don't have to be a human being, you could be an ant, a horse, a amoeba, whatever. We were the Hashem's chosen nation that was given the Torah, which gives us the exact instructions how to be successful eternally in this world. So all the things we need for our eternal success are also available to us. We don't have to search or assume that I'm missing something and therefore I cannot progress properly. They always used to say, oh, the Talmidim of Rishon Salanta, totally Amsterdam, the Talmidim, he said initially he thought that to have the genius of Shagazari, the heart of the Yisrael Rishon Shavoidah, etc., etc., then I could be a great man. Till my Rebbe taught me, you have your heart, your brain, your nature, your kindness, and with that, every Jew can be. And that's what Yitzchak is trying, and CBC is trying, and he's about. To help us bring ourselves back to a new clarity of what I am, and with that, take advantage of the coming year. It's an integral part of the mitzvah of the person has to actually, as much as he can, feel, I have been a slave till this night, and now suddenly everything opened up. Hashem took me out of bondage, physical bondage, spiritual bondage, lacking everything. I'm now in the Anani HaKovah with everything I need. Temon and preparing for Kavos HaToyot. I have everything. That's the spirit of the night of Leila Seder. And that's why you say, Bikabu L'Bitva Vayuim Havu. And that day, which is the night, commemorating the, we have to remember reliving the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That's what we say over to our children or whoever's at the table with us. Hashem did it to me. I feel that I, as much as I can, try to imagine, went through all the bondage, all the tzaras, and now I was taken out of Mitzrayim. To appreciate something is possible only if you know how to look beforehand. A person has some headache, chronic headache, and for last week it was 10 on a Richter scale of pain. And now it's a 1. So if he just starts with 1 and he forgets that it was a 10, then he's miserable. Oh, it's still bothering me a little bit. But he thinks back that he went from a 10 to a 1. Wow, that's great. And next time it goes down to a 0, it's even greater. But without his boldness, without paying attention to it, people forget it. Even, let's take the world we went through. Just till a year ago, or less than a year ago, I remember when people stopped with it. This whole thing of the COVID, Corona, the whole world was upside down for a long period of time. The way we interacted or did not interact was extremely limited. We don't even think about it anymore. The average person just blotted out of his mind a bit of time. But even that is something to think about. That Baruch Hashem went through situations, especially those first few weeks when everybody thought the world was about, and some people are disappointed it didn't fall apart. But the Maisa, Baruch Hashem, Kayomi. I remember the talk. You know, the financial people said their things, and the yeshiva people said their things, which basically is interconnected. And people say, the end of the yeshiva is the end of the kibbutz, and we don't know if people's financial state is good enough to help out, and even this, how are we going to get hold of them? We can't travel there. You know, nobody gives you anything unless you actually physically present yourself in front of them. They won't even open the door if you come to them. I said, they're all kind of amazing. Most of the is done, everything continued in ways that nobody thought it was possible. Some people lost money, some people made money, everything. The mice, after everything said and done, the important things in life continue. So that's just Mashallah Navar day and age. But like I said, the night of the Leila Seder is the night to pay attention. Master the Gnus, start off to sing how How pitiful we were. And then we were servants in the Mitzrayim. We had no status. We were considered like a piece of dirt. And now, so the idea of the night is, he's stressing, is the leap. I am involved in this event. I have been involved, I was involved, and I continue to be involved. And that is saying, that's exactly the point of the Rosh. When he says, he pulls himself out of the picture. I don't want to go through this history. I want to start life from today. Forget about what happened 1,000 years ago. He lost everything. He's disconnected from his greatness. The biggest fear is to say, it's not for me. You don't have to say it doesn't exist. Not for me. The biggest fear we have in our generation of people falling into a state of despair and saying, it's not for me, I can't do it, it's too much for me. Second, Hashem created you with the ability that is for you, and you can't be successful at it. It's just a matter of asserting yourself to it. And little by little, you see the sweetness and the beauty of it. You're all Yishuv Ayyidikov. People are starting. The Shoyles are Avoida. People who Yitanyen. A few who Yitanyen. Even though he's taking interest and he's asking questions. But if the questions are just to find out, what is this event that is? He's a spectator. A spectator would not go out of Mitzrayim. He was partisan. It's a personal pleasure between my family. I heard about a Rav in Europe, his father was a Shamshin, and the bishop of the town wanted to go to the Rav's house for the Leila Seder. So it's a very unpleasant thing, because there's no place for a bishop in the Leila Seder. It's not a shame if you make a fight with the bishop. So the Rav says like this, look, it's a Jewish religious event, it's not really for you. If you really want to come, I can't say no. But you will not sit at a table with us. You sit on the side, be a spectator. That's it. That's the difference between us and the rest of the world. We are going through Leah. I had a keshur that was both of them miraculously took me out of Mitzrayim. And that keshur remains. We were Abdei Paran, and now we're Abdei Hashem. Now we're under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one who, like we said last time also, he created and he yotzer esen, he produced us through the gulas of Mitzrayim. So for us, to be a spectator is losing the whole point. And everybody else, at most, to be a spectator. The concept of feeling that you went out of Mitzrayim, it's not just playing a game. Yeah, okay, show and tell now. We're going to put on a skit, practice, and then act it out. No, it's not a fake thing. In Yiddishkeit, all the avodah we do is real. In other religions, it's ceremonial. It doesn't have to have any reality to it. It just makes a nice, a lot of noise, a lot of music, and a lot of sounds and thunder and whatever is going on over there, getting everybody worked up. But it's nothing that's internally there. It's making impressions on people. By us, it's a reality. So the Ramban says, "Shoresh kulin who stayed there, she sits here, talking to the shekotigim, she lived kind of a golden, she healed as man as man as shuv, shuv kuf hazur, as man as a yor, and later on, the ein or hamishim." The special spiritual life that enlightened Gala Yisrael and produced the miracles thousands of years ago comes back every year. That date has a special school to it, has a special nature that if you take advantage of it, you will also get a level of that Gilui Shechina that we had at the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Techudesh, Toiladas, Hatiku, Nahuka, Pika, Shekiblo. As much as we make ourselves receptacle for that Kedusha that Hashem is willing to give over to us, and let us say that we will get it. It's not just commemorating something. It's to be able to be a kli kibum for the divine light that is going to shine upon us and enlighten ourselves and give us new spiritual strength. This spiritual force that was revealed, every year is revealed again on that date. The Chudosh Boi Tulodah, at least a tikkun, and the result that came out of the spiritual lights that uplifted Klai Yisrael is something that we can have a part of every year. And therefore, we describe Boi Yisrael in Yonim Kulam. The mitzvahs of Leila Seder are all set up by Kodesh Boi to make us receptacles. The whole Seder of the Leila Seder, Kadesh, Uchas, Kapas, Yachas, the whole business is all the Seder that if we do it right, then we get that divine uplifting clarity. So we're mamish like the Yosef Mitzrayim. The Yosef Mitzrayim, the fact that they were in one position and they went to another position is not a big deal. The fact that they had a new spiritual reality that was pumped into them by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we can get to even as man as that.
And then the story of Bnei Kol Agodah, Chacham, Bnei Shoyler. If he's a Chacham, his son, then his son asks him, Meinu Chacham, he doesn't have a son that's old enough to ask him a question, Ishtu Shoralto. There has to be a conversation, discussion back and forth to bring out the clarity tonight. There's aloha that even he's by himself, he has to ask him on the start and give himself an answer. Why do you have to ask, and it's not just to read that brother? The more that is like this, the positive. One of the youth saw, I said, in the household of Yishai, there's a son, and they slept him. He knows how to play music. And he's very powerful. The Gemara says, what is his business in making a fuss about his musical talents and his strength? He knows how to ask, and he knows how to answer. The nagin, to ask a good question. Think it out before you ask it. That's beautiful music. You know, Steigler, Zechayim, Rachel, and Vov also, they were a little bit hard of hearing. They made a thing in the older age that if you want to ask me a question, you have to give it in writing. So I got from Vov, and I'm sure the Steigler is the same thing. Aside from the problem that they were a little hard of hearing, so it wasn't so easy to hear, more than that, they realized the person doesn't write down his question, therefore he's just beating around the bush, and you're wasting half an hour to hear what he wants. He has to articulate his thoughts in a one or two line question, so at least you get to the point. That's the pshat of the nagi. The shagla has to have the right tune to it. It has to be tuned to what is the issue that's really bothering you. So he's saying, or what should be bothering you at least.
So
he's saying, Ma negina ima yidir lishon. Have you oyna negina his oyris nafshi. He's saying more than that. Don't get to what I said before. Sometimes the person doesn't even know what's bothering him. So he doesn't have any specific thing that he's asking. He's trying to bring up things and maybe he'll get to something. We have another person articulated. Oh, there's something here that interests me. I'm excited about it. I want to know more. Zo gamma in the vision. The vision means I'm trying to get clarity. I know exactly what point is bothering me. And that I'm asking you with that anticipation of getting the clarity through my question. But in order to ask stuff with oyre, just like to play a good piece of music, you have to be into it. Also over here, I'm into the Leila Seder. I want to know what is going on, have more clarity, take advantage of it. So, Gami in Agodel Deb HaShayim. It's a negative, he goyel b'layla zeh, the Leila zeh. We want to be redeemed on this night Leila Seder, we want a Geulas Nafshenu, a new breaking away from the shackles of the Yetzer Hara. But I have to have the desire to go free. If I realize, I can muscle that the Shari Shuvah brings about Shuvah. A person was put in jail, and with a bunch of friends, and his friends didn't like the jail, so they dug a tunnel, and they went out, and he remained behind. And then the one who was in charge of the jail, he walks in and looks at this guy, and he gives him a whack. He said, what are you doing here? All your friends ran out. What are you staying here? So the Chayyim would say, what do you mean? He's only good tzaddik here. Everyone ran out and he's obeying the rules. He's staying inside. What he meant to say is, the prison was made to be an unpleasant place. If you don't even feel anything that's disturbing you to the point that you have an opportunity to run out and stay here, you miss the boat of the whole thing. They will have to put you in a more painful prison cell. And you're having a good time with you. That's also weird. We have to realize that our present states in Golus and in our own the Yitzhak that we have is something that we really desire to have is others to break out of that, to have a more beautiful life. He's not getting excited about, oh, the Geula, I can have a higher level of Geula. Why still can achieve a Geula? We're not in a prime state. And once he is Mitzhak and he's excited about it, then he can feel Hashem also li, I'm part of the picture. It's not just a spectator. A spectator does not have to be excited over what he sees. Oh, very interesting, very nice, beautiful, powerful, problem. He was saying, I want to be part of it. And I have to realize, I want to be part of the Geula. And therefore, it brings me to appreciate the Geula that we had thousands of years ago, anticipate the new Geula that we're going to have tonight. It's all part of that, of being emotionally charged by the situation. There's articles by daughters of many of the Israel. How did Leila say to go? And they all wrote different versions of the same thing. That their father was in such a calm, majestic mood, paying attention to everybody, giving everybody the place, and full of simcha. That's the reality of Kilu Yosemi Yisrael. We're going out of Yisrael. This is a great night. This is a night we feel our deep keshta kodesh bohu. You can't imagine him sitting around singing a song. He was like, every second of his children say, and it was the taste of Yosemi Yisrael. What are the tunes? In the Nakoda, pieces over and over and over, over again, all excited, eyes closed, reliving that excitement that we had. And that's what it's coming from. The Leila HaSeder is an exalting, uplifting night, but it's only going to happen in as much as that feeling that I'm part of this thing. I went out of its rhyme, I'm going out of its rhyme. And maybe all these other things that disturb everybody. It's not starting in time, it's starting in time. The family kid lives by the people who dropped this, the kid that refuses to save Manishtan, whatever it is. All good. Just enjoy the special experience we're going through. Hashem Li, I'm going out of Mitzrayim. In a Li, it's in Mitzrayim. Avim Halakat Lima Shetian Lel, Madrega Nero. You get to this Madrega of feeling that I'm a Yisrael Mitzrayim. I have a desire to have my new Yisrael Mitzrayim. That brings us to come in contact with the Shechina. That's what happened by Yisrael Mitzrayim. We did everything right. We took the Korban Pesach, we tied it up for 4 days, we shefted it, and it was a frightening thing, because the mission was their God. We didn't care about anything. We were free men. Literally, we don't care about it. We gotta go to the Pope. And that brought the Gilu Shechina. Because of that, they went with Hashem. Hashem said, you go with me, I'm going with you. That's what we're aiming for on the Leila Seder. Shor Hashem, we're excited to go with you. We're excited. Anticipate the Yitzhak Shem a deeper level of Keshe. And I said, okay, I spoke very exalted things. How do we have a Shaykh for these things? So he says an interesting thing. All the Bali Musa say, you want to change your leader, don't jump. That's your Bal Kas. Okay, tomorrow, zero Kas, no matter anything. Bal Taiz, zero Taiz. Bal Kof, zero. It won't happen. It's not sustainable. You have to, little by little, like a mountain, that you have to pick away at it, little by little. So he's saying, so what's going on in Leila Seder? Leila Seder was saying, I'm what I am, and suddenly I'm getting so excited about the sea of all my fatness, my loneliness, my mundaneness, whatever it is, and I'm just excited to approach the Gilui Shechina. What do I have to say to the Gilui Shechina? Little by little, take it slowly. There is a tremendous finish. It says in the Pasuk, keep the Korban Pesach with all your belts on and your shoes on, ready to zip out of Yitzrayim. It says, a Korban Pesach Hashem, Dilok Upsicha. Korban Pesach is called Pesach. Pesach means jumped over our houses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the houses of Yisrael. We've been brought to Yitzrayim. The Kaitveis, the Mitzri, Yisrael, the Emsel Nimlat. He made this jump, a mitzvah on the left, a mitzvah on the right, and there's a Jew in the middle one, jumped over that house. That was the big Yeshua that we had. But after the Nazareth of the Israelites, we remind them of the deal of the pizza. You are voted to be also jumping. So, 1 second, this Rashi was not written by the Bala Musa. They said, don't make big jumps. Little guy, you understand? No, they will say this is true. Because both the Dalek and the Horn, the Kabbas are the boys, Hashem is kind of going out of his way. We don't deserve a summon, but where are we? Gradually, let us get more bigger tzaddik until we deserve more. No, there's a certain thing called gula. Hashem says, all you have to do is be with me, and I'm going to do something beyond the natural course of events, even the natural spiritual course of events. We have to fit into that model on the Leila Seder. Different than the whole year round. Whole year round, slow, gradual moves. Leila Seder, we have to feel a fear of Elohim, like on the tzaddik gadol, and the person that so much desires to close the mouth of the Shavu, and that's the only thing that I care about. I would be able to say that, be the good pizza, zealous in the mind of the Oigazu. So that's what he said. Every year we have the Leila Seder, once again, the ability to have a new light, be enlightened with the light of the Kedusha of the Shavu, and same thing as we're doing that, preparing ourselves for the Shavu, is willing to give us this tremendous jump of a Hilu Shechina for ourselves. That is the status of the Avodah of Leila Seder. Even though all year round we don't make these jumps, but even brings a button, more in Sukkot. Yoko for the race of liquid statements. Everyone can jump? No. My Yoko Chesed Hashem. It's not, the Chesed of Hashem, the time of drinking is not something for everybody. But Leila is Kaddish Chag, Mutalon, liquid. What does that kfitza mean? To show a tremendous burning internal desire that I want to get to the highest madrigas. Hashvasa shvim dochenu liyasnegolim because shibud nochri. You should be taken away from the whole shibud of all the goyim, physical goyim, and the spiritual and the ideological influences that they have over us, unfortunately seeping into every house. I just want to be an Eved Hashem. That's all that interests me this night. Even the whole year round, I'm not holding any weird events. At least one night a year, I want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else in the world is valueless. That's our Avodah Hashem Shemayim. So we should be Zeichem Yitzchak Hashem and Leila Seder. Forget about all our kindness. Forget all these things that disturb us and bother us and cause us anxiety and who knows what. Just the whole world is stopped. We are in our environment. Leila Seder. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excited about Yitzchak Hashem making ourselves Ruyim. To the Ashkenaz Hashvina, the Gula, and our Nefesh, and the Gula means Hashem, which is the Zeichur, and the Heir, the Mevon, Klal Yisrael. That comes to our desire, that's what we have to do.